Aloha.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Live Laughter Happiness. Today, I have my best friend, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara, your co-host? How are you doing?
Hi, I'm great. Yes, I am here. Aloha, everybody. It's Friday
Aloha.
Again already.
Yes. All right, and because it's Friday, you know what that means, Barbara, we have Psychic Dale Shear here. How are you doing, Dale, and how are you doing, Richard?
Okay.
I'm doing fine. I can't hear Richard. Richard, are you on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You got to close your door because you're talking too loud and it's coming
through.
I'll close
my door.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, hi, Barbara. Hi, Johnny.
Hi.
How are you feeling, Barbara?
I am a little better. My daughter gets sick. I think she brings home germs. She shares everything with me, and then I was congested and sick. Then before I knew it, it's Friday, you guys. I don't like when that happens because I like to make the most of time. And when you're feeling sick and my body was achy, I was tired, that kind of thing. But I didn't ever get full-blown sick like her with the congestion and all that. So what do you think it is, Dale? I know you say there's no colds anymore. You say everything is basically a COVID symptom.
Well, no. There are some people that get colds, but with the kids, it's hard to say. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be COVID. It could be minor. As long as you're over it, fine. That's all that matters. You know, we're facing in Nevada a lot of smoke right now, and it's really bothering my eyes and my nose and everything. So,
I'm
stuck.
Me too.
Yeah, they have a fire going up
everywhere.
Fosterville, and up that way, and it's hitting over at the north shore of Lake Tahoe. And yesterday, Tahoe was. You got zero visibility, and then Reno was, and then now we are. So we're hoping, they're talking about rain in the next few days, and we're hoping that that will put out the fire.
Oh, I love the rain. It clears things out. We had that last week. We were lucky, and it's a lot cooler here, but my eyes itched so bad yesterday. I was itching them, which is rare for me. I wonder if it's affecting my area in California.
Very well could be. Very well. There's fires in your area, too, around your area. So
always.
It could be. You know, it's just, oh, this weather, I mean, never used
that's
to be really this way. Every summer, you'd be able to go to the beach or do something and have fun. Now, every summer, we got to worry about fires. We got to worry about all kinds of things. It's really a bummer.
It is changing. That is for sure. A little too late.
Yeah. On the earth changes, I don't know. It's hard to say. I think every so many years, weird things happen to this earth. And, you know, hey, I'm waiting for us not to have gravity.
That'd be great. That's funny.
You know, all of a sudden, we don't have gravity. Who are they going to blame it on? You know, a Republican or a Democrat? Who knows, you know? So it's crazy. It's crazy. All weird things are happening. I have never seen the U.S. in this much disarray in my whole life. And I don't know about the rest of the world, but everything
true.
Is crazy. Yeah, it's true. It's
Do
just
you
like
every... the President of the United States?
Pardon me?
Do you like the President of the United States?
I won't talk politics on radio. I refuse. I don't talk religion. I don't talk policy. I mean, politics. So, I mean, you know,
okay.
Off the air, we'll talk about it, but not on the air. I wish everybody well. That's the best thing that can happen.
Like the Queen. Very neutral.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
good
a whole other topic.
Yeah.
Do you like it being a king now?
I feel like it's right. I feel like that's what the queen naturally wanted to happen. And I believe Prince Charles will be
now he's King Charles, will be a good king.
You know he's only going to rule until he's 80 years old. You know that.
I didn't know that was a rule.
Well, say what now, Charles?
She decided that he was only going to be king for 7 years, and then after that, Prince William would take over. That's true.
Oh, why? I never heard that.
That's a possibility, but he could die tomorrow. He could get hit by a car, you know, or he could have cancer.
Well, no,
you never know.
It's just set up by the queen, you know. It's just to where he would have a short rule.
Well, she
doesn't
know why.
He's 80 years old. God.
But she thinks that as long as he will be able to be sane enough to do it. I mean, she was doing it until she was 96, right?
Yeah, well, I can say this much. My own feeling about the king, you know, I looked at his handwriting the other day when he was signing a piece of paper. And it's about the size, almost the size of Trump's handwriting. So I think that, you know, there's a lot of ego going on, and he loves, I mean, he's been waiting for this for a long time, and I think you're going to see a lot of changes. And what I have heard, which sounds really weird to me, is they're going to change, supposedly they're going to change the currency to say king instead of queen. Which sounds very strange to me. Like in the U.S., we have all kind of presidents, you know, and stuff like that. So
that's right.
I just
a lot of
He wants to change the currencies. I don't know. And then we have look. I was a big fan of Diana, so I have a real problem with Camilla. So you know, that's just me. That's just me.
Moved it over. With them, I mean, she's there for 17 years in the family unit doing these charity. There's a lot of work doing it. So they're softer on her now. But they're lenient, and he should be lenient on others because of that. So it will be interesting to see, but he only does want a select good few to be the ones that will go on these outings. And Harry, his son, is not one. So do you think that Harry should still be given the same amount of allowance that the other ones are getting?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I wish we got what they make, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a clue. But I just think that Harry and Meghan, you don't even know. He's writing a memoir, so that should be interesting if it's ever released. And,
oh,
it's
going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, so he doesn't have to worry about money. So, I mean, but if he writes that memoir, it could disrupt everything in the parliament. So who knows, you know? I don't know.
Very tempting
to
make it juicy.
Huh?
Very tempting when you're writing a book to make it juicier and juicier because, you know that's what's going to sell it.
Hey, I know because I wrote a book like that and forgot to change, well, I didn't change the names of the people and they're still mad at me 30 years later. What can I tell you? How could you write a book and they still be mad at you 30 years later and they point it to your face and say, this is why, because you wrote this book and my name's in it. Well, you know, I was dumb. You know, I don't know. I just, to focus on something, I had to use their names, you know, so I don't know. Book I wrote, Dare to Be Different, it got rave reviews, and so weird. I mean, I got to tell you a story about that real quick. I had sent 60,000, seriously, copies to Hawaii because I had a huge following. And to go in all the bookstores, to go everywhere. That's how many I purchased. And on Dare to Be Different. And what happened was the guy who was supposed to distribute it, well, number one, there was a hurricane. So that made a major delay. And number two, the guy that was supposed to distribute it, he went bankrupt. So my books never got distributed.
Oh,
so I had to call. I don't remember. I mean, and I've been through all of them. We're talking 25, 30. It had to be Eva, one of those. I don't know. It was a long time. It's 25, 30 years ago. So what year is it now? I don't know. In the 90s? I don't know. I don't even know what day it is, you know? So, I mean,
it probably was 15 or 20 years ago. But then what happened? Okay, so it didn't get published the way you sent out the way you wanted it.
No, it did get published. I had a publisher. But it didn't.
Okay.
It didn't go to the places like Barnes & Noble, Border Books, all that. They never received any copies. And all the bookstores didn't receive copies, and the libraries and all that stuff. And so one by one, I had a list of people I had to call to see if they wanted to buy my book. And believe me, that took a lot out of me, but I did it.
You sure did. And, okay, that is true. You have had all these books published. How many, Dale? 10?
Five.
I was thinking.
But Richard
told
me, yeah, I hope so. I gave it to you. I hope you read one.
Yes.
I refer to them. Yes. I love having your books, okay? Your books are amazing. And now if anybody wants your book, they can get it. Well, still, they can get it from you directly.
From me.
And then you'll sign it for them, right, Dale?
Yes, yes. I'll sign it for them. And my phone number is 808-372-1816, and also on my new website, which is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shears, S-C-H-E-A-R-S.com. If you look, it'll say psychic, and it'll say tarot reader, whatever, when you put it up on the address bar. But if you go into books, you'll see my books and what they're about.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. And
I didn't
also
mean to promote that. It's crazy.
No,
Richard's written, well, how many? Richard's written 9 books, right, Richard?
Yeah, 8 or 9, something like that. That's a long story.
That is.
Well, we don't want to hear
and
long
they
story.
Are long. Yeah, we want to get your books too. You can find Richard Conrad on Facebook, everybody, to inquire about his books.
Yeah, but he's on Amazon. His book is on Amazon. One has been published. And I have it here. It is called Buck's Call to Duty.
Oh, cool.
So,
nice name.
But
I thought of
the number.
The other day I thought about Richard because he said he was painting me something and he asked me if I liked the lighthouses. And now I feel bad because I said I don't really know much about them. But, I mean, yes, I do. They're beautiful structures. Of course, what's not to like? Just thought I'd add that.
Richard, are you painting her a lighthouse?
Well, I got a bunch of them.
No,
that's
I want something fresh.
You want a lighthouse?
Oh,
I'll send you a lighthouse. Okay, Barb, I'll send you a lighthouse.
Well, what about painting something with me in mind, not something you already did, just paint that is in your closet?
Well, when I was painting actively, Barbara, over in Hawaii, I did one a day for over a couple of years, okay? And I gave most of them away. Okay? That's the short version of that. The writing the
Richard,
book thing.
Barbara,
okay.
Richard, she's asking you a question. She's asking, because we don't have time for the whole scenario, but she's asking you to paint her a lighthouse for her.
Okay, I've got some for her. Okay.
That's something
no
for
problem.
Her. Richard, are you not hearing us?
Richard, come on.
I'm hearing you. Have you got her address?
No, but Johnny does.
You know
yes,
what? You're not going to paint me a new one. And you know what? Bakers cannot be choosers. It's fine. I will appreciate something he already has painted. I have no artwork here at this apartment. That is my temporary apartment.
Well,
so It'd be awesome. And I will send you my address myself, Richard, because I can and I know how to get a hold of you.
Okay,
and
do
by
that.
The way,
do
everybody,
that.
You got to get
okay,
a hold
Johnny,
of
Okay, Johnny, do we have
Bill.
Anybody waiting or what's going on?
We most certainly do. We yeah, most certainly
what's going
do.
On?
Are you ready for a caller?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. After we do the call, I'll tell you about my interview. Area code
okay.
651.
Oh.
You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana.
Calling
what a beautiful
from,
name. Where okay. are you calling from?
Minnesota.
Wow. Mm. I've never been there. Anyway, so how can I help you, sweetheart?
Yeah, I was wondering when you see or if you see me moving and when.
You want to move?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough. From Minnesota to where?
Well, I have a case manager helping me out get into affordable housing. So
yes.
There's not a set place yet. So I'm just wondering if you see it working.
Okay.
Working
you mean,
out.
Are you talking about moving within Minnesota?
Yes.
It'll be within 1 year or less. Well, the way I look at it is from day one to 1 year, up to 1 year.
Okay.
So don't take the 1 year, but you will be able to move. You are definitely moving. There's no doubt, and they're going to find you something that you really like.
Okay. That's good news.
That is good news.
Yeah.
Nowadays,
yeah.
with the rent so high, who knows, you know? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like in Minnesota? What do you do?
It's like mostly art, outdoors stuff. Like you can do like canoeing and kayaking and... you know, there's little mountains out. You can go skiing. I don't know. There's
wow.
different outdoor stuff.
I heard Minnesota is one of the happiest places. Is that true? Because I had friends that were from there.
I don't know if it's the happiest place, but people are usually pretty nice.
Yeah, they're like happy there for some reason. Now, your weather's kind of weird, though. You're humid and cold.
Yeah, definitely. Long winters. So
that
can kind of take a toll sometimes.
That is something. Well, you're going to do good, honey, so not to worry, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay,
Johnny, what did you go ahead, what you wanted to say?
Well, I was going to talk about last week, I was talking about how I was going to have an interview with the producer about
of
reality
what?
Show.
Of what, Johnny?
Love on
tell
the Spectrum.
What?
Love on the Spectrum. And I had the interview, and it went really well. It was a relaxed interview. I told Dr. Dale about it, but I didn't tell anything to Barbara yet about it, but I, you know, it was really good. And I'm just thinking, I mean, because they, I was thinking like if they, cause they were going to film me, they're coming to see me if they film me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking, you know, if I could find out when that is, maybe that could be the time that maybe Barbara could come see me, that we could meet each other in real life while I'm being filmed or something. I don't know.
Well, you can't plan it that way. Johnny,
what?
This is like a 90-day thing, Barbara, but it's for autistic people that get together for dating. I looked it up on the web, and it looks pretty interesting.
I'm just saying that maybe, you know, when, I mean, just
no,
that,
she
you know,
can't, Johnny. You can't say what you want. They tell you what they want, okay?
That's true. They're planning. Yeah, but they did. Okay. Sorry, Barbara.
It's like when they will tell you when if you have a friend. I mean, it's just that way. That's the way they work, you know?
Yeah. I guess I'm a little nervous about it.
What is he sorry about? I never said that. I'm just saying if you ask them, then ask all the way. Say, have the, give me a plane ticket for her. But if they don't, that's fine too. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm not asking.
Well, he
you
can't
to do
that.
Anything.
He can't
Why
do that.
Have to say sorry, like I like I'm wanting something from this.
No, I guess I'm
no. All I'm saying is,
congratulations, by the way. Congratulations.
He can't, Barbara, he can't do that in the beginning. In the beginning, they want to know all about him. They want
right.
to know everything about him. And they do pay. And I'm telling
and
you,
I'm
in 90 days.
And I'm not even sure yet. So, but Dale thinks it's going to happen.
No, what
so.
Did I tell you, Johnny?
That I'm going to go
tell
on.
Barbara what I, tell Barbara
That's
what
gonna
I told
That's
going to
happen.
You.
I'm going to be on it. That's what she says.
That's what I think, too. I mean, just
so I'm real proud of him.
I'm sure they're used to. Aren't they used to people making mistakes? It's about autistic people. A lot of them do have Asperger's, where they say things
yeah.
where they feel like they put their foot in their mouth. I think they're used to this. They've been producing show after show. I watch it now that Johnny told us a couple of weeks ago.
I'm
going to
go watch it. I
want to
watch
people.
It.
Yeah,
I want to watch
it. It too. It's a very good, well-done dating show for people who are on the spectrum of autism. And, you know, they have slight, you know, people who are slightly too really intense autistic people. So I think this show would be perfect for Johnny, and I'm so excited. So, hey.
No, I feel he's
going to
get it, but they don't even start. They don't start filming
until
February for him. So,
yeah.
You know, they don't, you know, that'll be in a different realm. But since I watch all the shows on Discovery Plus, my favorite one now is about the girl who is, I don't know, I have to look it up. She's fat, but she has a boy. I don't know. All the fat ones have a lot of boyfriends. But I'll tell you in a minute. There's one that I am hooked on, Barbara, that I can't stop watching. And Richard makes a lot of fun of me. He'll go, did you watch her, the girl that's fat yet? And I go, I've been I haven't stopped watching her. You know, she's fabulous. I mean,
yeah.
Totally fabulous. It's The Big Fat Fabulous Life. My Big Fat Fabulous Life. Have you seen that one?
I haven't
one?
Watched it yet. I haven't watched it yet, but since you love it so much, I'm going to go check that out because you always know the good shows.
Well, this one, well, everybody has their own taste, but this one is just fabulous, and it goes for years. I mean, it starts like when she, in the year 2016 and goes all the way up to now. That's how good it is. And I'll sit there for 3, 4, 5 hours and watch it and just my mind's blown, okay? This girl is so pretty. And on top of that, she's a weightlifter. And she must be, or she was, 350 pounds. And she can outdo anybody. I mean, as far as weightlifting, as far as exercise. My husband's watching it going, I can't even do that. She is an awesome athlete. So if you watch it, I think you'll enjoy it.
Mm. I'm glad she's been able to keep it off and then even excel to that point. That's very good. Not easy.
Yeah, and then she has all these boyfriends. Yeah, it's like she has all these boyfriends, so I get really into what she's doing. And that's similar to what Johnny's going to go through. You're going to have choices of girls that you want to go with, too.
Yeah, it's speed dating. They do speed dating. I've actually talked.
It's what?
They do speed dating.
Are you saying speed, S-P-E-E-D, speed?
Yeah, dating. You know how it is, like when they match you up and then you talk to people and then you go from table to table? It's not like The Bachelor where you're 25 people, but I mean it's just like they match you up and you're talking to a lot of people at once, you know?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I saw
That's
that
cool.
One time they did it. You know, they need a lot of content for the camera, and this is one way to get a lot of reactions out of the, it's not really contestants, but the people, they don't want to move to the next person. When they like a person, they get a lot of funny clips from the speed dating, but it's not, that's not how they do everything. They'll put a couple on a regular date, and then you just watch the whole date.
And, yeah, you watch everything.
It just, yeah, they cut to the chase, and the one girl just said, I love you. I'm falling in love with you. You're so hot. And then she broke his heart the next week because he believed her. And then she's like, well, no, you work at Ralph's. You're not good enough for me. So it is.
Oh, God. I don't know, but I am so hooked on all 90 Day Fiancé. In fact, I got another text from someone trying to get me on like 90 Day Fiancé. What are you laughing for, Richard?
And Ralph. Maybe the guy was a card pusher.
It was funny.
Well, I'm not going to talk while he's laughing. You got to stop that. That's rude.
You need another call in.
No, I need you to quit laughing. Anyway, what I'm so hooked on these 90 day stuff. I mean, that's all I watch. I don't even know why I have Spectrum Television except for the news. I don't know.
Well, it's a guilty pleasure. A lot of us.
All right. So are you ready for the next caller?
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess so, yeah.
Area code 919. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shearer.
Thank you for taking the call. My name is Kay,
hi, Kay.
Hi, thank you. I am...
Wait, where are you calling from, Kay?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia, okay.
Georgia, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, in Georgia.
Okay.
My question is around my finances and career. Do you see a change or shift coming soon? Something coming through? Right now, it's been pretty much a deep struggle.
Wait, what type of work are you doing now? I'm having a problem with your accent. I'm sorry. What type of work are you doing?
I work for a law firm.
Oh, okay. And so you want to change to what?
I actually want to stay in legal. I love legal. Right now I'm doing accounts receivables, but I want to do more in contract management.
I see you staying in legal, what you're doing. On the contract management, I don't see that happening right away. You know, but I do see it happening. It's just a matter of when. Right now I just see you staying in the type of work you're doing.
You know, okay. It's not paying me a lot of money.
But did you know there's a million jobs out there that are? All
Which
you
I
have
can't
to
seem
do.
To get.
Have you tried?
Oh, yes. I have applied. I have even interviewed for quite a few, but nothing's panned out yet. So I'm applying and I'm doing the work. I'm just wondering when something is actually going to happen.
Oh. Well, you know, keep trying. Within the next 3 or 4, you'll get something. You know, there's no doubt. But they want somebody with a lot of experience, but they are paying astronomical. They're paying very high.
Yes.
So, you know, you want to go for that.
Yes. I'm applying. I know the day I can apply for, and not just willy-nilly. I mean, I'm doing real thought. Into the plane, but I can apply for at least 5 or 6 jobs in one day.
Wow.
Because there are so many. There are so many. It's just that nothing has panned out yet.
It will. You got to call the people back, though. Mm. Can you do that?
Okay. Some, but some
you
got to
follow through.
You're
going to have to find that out.
Okay.
But, you know, you got to call people back. If you call them back, you know, and kind of push it a little, it'll work a lot better.
Okay.
But I do see you changing jobs.
Okay.
And I do see you doing very well and making money off of this. That's what I see.
That's good.
Okay. It's just going to take a little.
Good to know.
It's going to take a little time.
Who?
You know, and that's about it.
Is somebody in the kitchen? What's going on?
Yeah, I hear it too.
Not at my house. I heard something.
You need to put it on mute.
I actually heard it.
We hear everything you're doing. We hear all the kitchen stuff going, you know, opening, pouring, all that kitchen stuff.
Okay.
Put it on mute.
Sorry. I don't know how. All right. Okay. I'm done.
Because I'm sitting down. I didn't know where it was coming from, so I could hear it too.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm just closing the top. It's a pressure cooker.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I thought Richard
was doing
that.
Okay. Ooh, sounds good.
Yeah, I was just cooking something, and then I had to turn it over on the pressure cooker. So I apologize for that. Anyway.
No worries.
You're going to do good, so not to worry. Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hey, Johnny, is there another one?
Yes, there is. There is.
Go ahead.
Area code 631, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Scheer.
Yes, hi. This is Suzanne. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Hi, Suzanne. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Yeah, one of my favorite places.
Oh, good. I have a job now, but it's kind of exhausting, and I'm kind of trying to wean off what I've been doing for years. And I applied for a food service position in a school, sort of like a lunch lady, but what do you see with that?
Okay, what type of work are you doing right now?
One-on-one teacher aid.
You will get the food service. You'll get it.
Okay. Yeah,
just keep at it.
Well, I called the man today. He said he didn't call my references yet. I'm looking for like 6 hours, though. I need 6 hours. I can't work like four, but I think he knows that.
That might be a problem.
What about five to start?
I don't know. I'm not the manager. I don't know. But I do know that you will get in food service. That I do know.
And what about the school I called today just for any position like food service or aid or subbing?
You're going to have a choice of several. Within two or three, you'll have a choice.
Well, which one do you think I should take? Should I take the subbing next to me, like 5 minutes away, or should I take the food service 20 minutes away? Which one is better?
Whatever pays the most and whatever you're going to feel the happiest with.
Okay.
You have to feel happy.
When do you see them all calling me?
I don't give time, so I don't know. Oh. No psychic is good on time. We are terrible on time.
Oh, well, I'm hoping like, you know, October, not, you know. Like May or something.
I can't tell you that. I cannot tell you that, but I know it's soon. I feel
right.
Very soon.
Have you
so
seen
just
any
keep at it. Just keep at it. You're going to have, you know, two or three different job offers, and you'll be fine.
And what do you think I'm making the right decision not wanting to be in the one I'm at now?
Not wanting to be what?
The job I'm doing now. Do you think I'm doing the right thing by saying that?
What are you saying? I don't get it. What are you saying?
Well, I really don't like this job I'm in now. It's just tiring. Do you think I made a mistake if I try to find something else?
I hope you're not telling the new people that you don't like the job you're in now.
No.
Okay. No, you're fine. You don't like it, you don't like it. You get out and you get something else. And that's the best I can tell you right now. I'm not going to do a full reading, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay.
You have another one, John? Go ahead. You can keep
no,
coming.
But that doesn't mean there won't be. So,
send the number out right now.
Okay, the number out is 516-531-9874 for a free reading. And do you want to give out your number? Odile, or do you
want to
wait?
No, I don't confuse people.
Don't confuse them yet, but I always do, Johnny. I give her number out several times during the show. Right now, we need a caller to call into Life, Laughter, Happiness live show, everybody, right now, to talk to our beloved psychic Dale here. in the meantime, let's just, you know, chat a little bit.
Right.
What are you cooking, Bill? What are you cooking tonight for dinner?
I was making like a stewish. But my dog is bugging me right now. He wants to go out, and there's a lot of smoke out there, and I'm trying not to let him go out. So.
Oh, Benny, lucky.
Lucky sit.
What a sit. Sweet dog. I want to meet Lucky.
What?
So if you guys do a road trip over here to Huntington Beach, could I meet Lucky?
I don't
Lucky?
Think so.
No road trip.
No, he doesn't like people. He only likes other dogs. That's a problem. He'll kill you. I mean, he was a rescue, and he just doesn't like people. He likes
you,
other dogs.
And Richard.
Yeah.
And Richard.
That's why he likes me.
You are a dog. No, you're not.
Well, I've got to let my dog out. Even though it's smoky, I have to let my dog out. Because he, I don't know, maybe he has to go to the bathroom. He wants to look and see if his other doggy friends are out there. I mean, he has a whole list of doggy friends. He has Diesel, all kinds of people.
He probably does his rounds.
He's doing his rounds right now. He wants to see if anybody's out there. And then he gets excited. He wants to play with all, I mean, we have a big fence, though. He could run the fence with the other dogs.
That's cute.
But
I know
right
you
now,
love him so much.
I do. I love him a lot. He's my baby. He's only 2 years old, but he's my baby. And he's a good boy.
I love seeing all the dogs around here. I love, since I decided not to get a dog, it's not a good idea for me right now, but I love them, though. I see so many dogs around here at the complex, beautiful dogs and their owners that love them. And that's going to have to satisfy me for a while until I get a yard like
this. Yeah, because it's not right to have a dog. You're not settled in your apartment or anything, you know?
I already cage up birds, for God's sakes.
Say what? A bird? Yeah.
I already cage up birds. For God's sakes.
You have how many birds?
Two birds I cage.
I don't know what you mean by cage.
Well, they
are
in a cage for their entire lifetime, and I think they're happy. Some people come over and say, oh, your poor birds, how could you cage them? Well, haven't people been doing that for centuries?
Oh, I don't
wrong.
Know. I had a parakeet when I was a little kid.
Them. So, I mean, you know.
Well, of course I'm not, but maybe.
Johnny, give out our phone number again, please.
Sure. The number is 516-531-9874.
For all the advertising you've done, this is not acceptable at this point.
Okay. Well, sorry.
What's going on in the universe, Dell, though? You know, I haven't been feeling right, like haywire somewhat in the brain. Priscilla, my daughter, said, oh, it's just weird in the universe with the planets right now and all that. Do you look into that whatsoever, Dale, or do you just
Oh,
do
yeah,
reading?
When I hear about it, I don't know if it's a retrograde or I don't know what's going on right now because I've been kind of busy, so I don't know, you know.
That's what she said, it was a retrograde.
I'm not sure. Who said that?
Well, my daughter, and she's into all of that.
Well, it depends on what kind of retrograde it is, you know?
I know.
You got to double check your work. If you're doing anything, you have to double check it and triple check it.
If you even get to your work.
Yeah. So did you make an appointment with the doctor?
Yes. Thank you for asking. I have the appointment with the one that my insurance is sending me to. So, wouldn't this be great to have it covered by insurance? Because, you know, halfway, really, it is cosmetic, you know. So it's quite expensive. I've seen some other doctors for the procedure, and it's about $15,000. So
Yeah, but you got to make sure that this doctor is good. Is he good? Have you checked him out?
I don't know. No, I have an appointment on September 29th. Were you using a pepper grinder just now?
I didn't do that. I was just going to ask you. Richard, what are you doing?
Sharpening a pencil?
What?
Or?
Richard,
me?
What are you doing? You know, we have noise going on.
I'm picking out a painting for Barbara.
Oh.
Well, okay, that's why. That's why we heard all that fuss.
Thank you. Oh, how wonderful. Richard,
okay, don't do that like I did
that
with the pressure cooker. Don't do that. Wait till after the show.
All I heard was a glass of water being poured. I didn't hear anything else except for that. But one time on a show, I heard the toilet flush, which was crazy, and I never said, who was that?
Oh,
you know,
funny.
Blame it
now,
on
why
the gas.
That?
Yeah,
well.
Okay. No, I know it wasn't you then.
No, it wasn't me.
Well, it could have been me.
Ooh.
Nature calls.
Put it on
Johnny.
Yes.
Johnny, you
yes.
want to cut it short or what?
Oh, no. I would like to say something. Okay.
Sure.
Cut it short if you want, but can I say one thing that I need Dale
sure.
to look into in her mind? Okay. This is crazy, you guys. Okay. I have a neighbor girl right next door. Literally, the door is next to my door. She has a ring thing where it's a camera, so she can observe everything outside that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's awesome for me. And I like her. She's cool. So she, two nights ago, said, Barbara, I had an Amazon package outside. I saw a guy stole it. I go, no way, you have it all on camera? She said, yes, I sent it to the office here. And they said, there's nothing they can do. And I said, I know what you can do because we have the construction crew going on here. And the guy who runs it, who owns it, is now, I'm friends with him. So I'm going to get that footage from her and then I'm going to show him. But she goes, it was so creepy because it's like he had the mask on and a hood and he was so sneaky. And I go, but you could see your camera right there. And I go for walks. I can see people who have cameras and people who don't. That is so strange, Dale. Why? Or I just feel violated. No wonder I didn't get a package for my
I'm
birthday.
Confused.
And I don't even know who sent
did
it.
Did you order something?
She ordered. We have packages delivered all the time from Amazon, both of us, and it was sitting outside her door, and a guy stole it, so she has that on tape. She
Why don't
said
you just report
her
to the police?
Lenses.
Why don't you report
okay,
to the police?
Because she said, oh, they can't do anything about it. Well, I'm going to show the construction guy in charge, but, hey, you had something stolen? Go to the police. Thank you. I'm going to tell her. But she hasn't even sent me the info yet. She hasn't even sent me the video yet, and it's been already a day and a half.
And you'll probably never get it. So just stay
Why?
Away from her business. Stay away from her business. If she wants anything, let her go about trying to find
okay.
out. And meanwhile,
okay.
Put up a sign by your door and say, don't even think about taking any of our packages. We have you on camera, and we will report
okay.
you or something like that.
I love that. Okay. So
right.
I will tell her, but you say don't
put
tell
up
her.
A,
but, yeah.
Put up a
what?
Sign.
I will tell
says,
her, just go to the police. Go to the police. That's what
yeah.
you do when you have somebody steal from you. I mean, that's what you do. Okay. So thank you.
Now, Richard, what were you going to say? Richard, what?
Yeah, Richard.
Yeah, okay. Put up a sign that says, smile, you're on candid camera.
Oh, I like that. Okay. It says
no,
it
nobody will even remember that. That's 50 years
they
old.
They won't ever forget it.
My
no, you know, if you are over, I don't know, over 40, you might know, or 45 or 50. I know about it, but I was born in 68. So, Richard,
yes.
I don't know if a lot of the younger generation.
I don't know.
You know what? But guess what? They would know because it's self-explanatory. It's talking about a camera, smile. Do you think somebody's going to steal something if that sign is there? No, they're not.
No,
so,
you know what? I think
work.
You're getting too involved with this. It's her problem. It's not you. They didn't steal from you. And, you know,
Right. That's and that's
or
good
you
advice,
can do
you know
some
why, Dale? That you feel this because I'm very careful with my neighbors, and I get some weird vibes from her off and on, you know. So you're right. I'm going to lay back. I'm not going to, you know, ask her any more questions about it. Hey, I gave her my email address. I didn't get anything in return. That's it. Bye-bye. All right?
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
Johnny,
okay.
What's
yep.
going on? Anything?
Nothing. I think we should probably cut it short. I mean, you know.
Okay, I don't know what you've done today, but you told me you were on all these.
Well, I did advertise. I did advertise. But I mean, I have to say, I was not able to. I mean, usually what happens is people find the show with the Blog Talk anyway. But, and I usually find people, I wasn't able to really do that as well this week, but that doesn't mean it happens every week. I mean, so I guess I'll just know what to do so they can do it better next week. But,
I hope so.
Anyway. All right.
Okay.
All right, let's do the shout out.
Okay.
Oh, wait,
everybody
we have a caller.
Go.
We have a caller.
What?
Oh, my God, we have a caller.
Oh,
I spoke
okay.
too soon. Okay.
Okay.
Area code. 631, you're live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Oh, I thought it started at 9. Oh, you I didn't realize
that's,
it was on
that. That is Johnny's advertising.
What?
Okay.
No,
what can I tell you?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
why.
What is,
have
who is this?
Oh, my name is Rose.
And where are you calling from?
New York.
Okay, what part of New York? Manhattan?
No, Long Island.
Oh, Long Island. Okay, I'm very, very familiar because I'm from Jersey originally.
Oh.
So I've been to Long Island several times. How can I help you, darling?
Oh, I wasn't sure how you do your readings. Do you want me to ask a question?
Right, we're short on time. So ask a question and I will give you an answer.
Okay, I'm starting a new job on Tuesday, so how do you see that working out?
Okay. What I want to know is what type of work is it?
Oh, it's leasing apartments.
You're going to be bombarded. You're going to do well. You're going to do phenomenal. Right now, the rental market is so hot, it's beyond hot. So they probably need you like crazy. And I think, you know, you're going to be overworked, darling, because you won't be able to find enough, you know, places for people to live because they're all taken for now. So you're going to do the best you can do.
Right.
But you're going to love the job because in a few months, it's going to pan out where, I don't know, they're saying the housing market's dropping and the interest rate's going up and all kind of things. So, then the rental market, because they're building, is going to go down a little bit.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I know you're short on time. All right. Well, that's good because I'm just starting on Tuesday, so I was wondering how that would go. So,
you're going to be fine. You're going to do great. So just have a good one.
All right. Enjoy. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
Johnny, what did you do about 9 o'clock? I don't know what that
is. I don't know. I have no idea what she's talking about. I don't remember ever saying to anybody that it started at 9. So I don't know what she's talking about. But I.
Well, that's okay. All right.
That's
sure.
Okay.
Barbara, you want to do the shout-out, please?
We start Life, Laughter, Happiness every Friday with Psychic Dale Shear at 8 p.m. Eastern. 5 p.m. our time over here.
8 o'clock Eastern.
Exactly. So, hey, everybody, until next Friday, you want to get a good reading? Contact Dale Shear directly at 808-372-1816. Text or call. That's her direct line. If you feel more comfortable checking out the website first and going that route, go to DaleShears.com, DaleShears.com, and book Dale that way. All right, everybody, follow us on Blog Talk Radio, Life, Laughter, Happiness, to find out when our next show is going to happen. All right. Aloha, okay, Richard. You. I can't wait for my painting to come. And
but you got to give him your address, Barbara.
I will. I will give Richard my address. He's a great artist, by the way, Richard Conrad on Facebook. And thank you, Johnny, Jonathan Alexander, for producing this show. All right, callers and listeners, call next Friday. We want to hear your question for Psychic Del Shear. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Aloha.